and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome everybody to our July 10th Commissioners Court meeting. Let the record reflect that we have a quorum. Commissioner Mars is out and Commissioner McAnally is out, but we do have a quorum. I want to call the meeting to order. Ask that you please stand and join us in the Pledge of Allegiance and followed by a prayer by Brother Deegan.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Almighty God, we thank you for your many blessings and benefits. We thank you, Lord, for your provision. We thank you, Lord, for your protection. And we thank you, Lord, for our first responders in our hour of need. God, we ask you to be our guide and our companion as the Commissioner's Court is conducted today. And we thank you for all that are here, and we ask your blessings on each and every individual. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Mr. Dieter. Item number four, public comment. Mr. Dieter, you could have just kept the microphone. Go ahead, sir.
Your Honor, it's been a while since the SB 22 grant has been brought up. And in the interim, the Sheriff's Office has been bled. Their personnel has found other areas. The SB 22 grant was supposed to fill the gap for the Sheriff's Office where they were able to give applicable raises, and that is in black and white, and for the life of me, I cannot understand why that isn't fully understood. And so that they could likewise hire new people, they could, if they are in need of equipment, they would have equipment, but for some strange reason, Commissioner's Court has chosen to put the $330,000 that remains out of the grant of $350,000 into a capital fund, and we haven't heard any more about that. In the meantime, the community is at risk because we don't have adequate patrol and we don't have, it's my understanding, I guess nothing whatsoever has been done in regards to the communications for the county. It seems like that we're waiting forever for somebody to make decisions in debt talk for monies that was promised to this county. And it's always forthcoming, but it hasn't arrived. Something needs to be done instead of that money just staying in account and drawing interest for the county. If you were in the position of our honorable sheriff, you would fully understand. And Your Honor, you've been over to the sheriff's office and you've seen the communications dilemma. And why are we at the same place that we have been for the last several months. That is my question. And when are you going to act, and when are you going to release the funds that the sheriff has that is due him?
Thank you, Mr. Peter. Anybody else?
No, sir.
Item number five, announcement, possible discussion of items of public or community interest for which no action will be taken. I'm glad to see there's trucks from far off as Arkansas, and we are finally getting some relief. Chico, I know it's frustrating for everybody not to have power, but they've been working like bees 18 hours a day, and they're making progress. This storm is just, for a tropical storm, is like something I've never seen before. But I think their Chico, some of y'all may remember back in Rita, every single meter that they had was not running at the time, and they, as far as the work around here, they set up a tent city at the fairgrounds, about an acre size tent, and that's where all those guys will stay. And I think I'm told that they're setting that up at the high school, Cold Springs High School. So just be patient. There is, things are being done. It's just a massive undertaking. Let me see here. I was going. We put in a STAR request to have some food, well, MRE type things, water and ice, and that request was denied for yesterday, but they're supposed to be setting up a pod. The first allotment's supposed to be going to Shepherd down there at the city, and I don't know if they've actually arrived this morning yet or not, but we've...
That wasn't yesterday? I thought that was yesterday.
Well, that's what was supposed, but I don't know if it actually happened.
It
happened. Good. I don't know that there's any, if they're still down there, if you need water or ice.
I think they're supposed to be here.
And they're supposed to be bringing some for this end of the county today. We've got commissioners that brought equipment to unload the trucks, and that's supposed to be happening today.
I think Commissioner Tuno and I are set up for tomorrow.
Yeah.
Mine's going to be at the barn.
You don't know until they actually roll up there, but...
Mayor Woods is going to handle it, and the city is going to handle it with the volunteers. Are y'all still out of electricity? Water?
We don't have video.
Y'all don't have any either?
No, we haven't even seen any trucks over there.
Mark, when did yours come on this morning? Or do you know?
Yesterday, of course, we had all the breakers off, and we went out there and checked it, and they were on. Sometime the other day, 4 or 5
We're on the same feed, and I don't have it in my house.
Oh, really?
No, I know you guys.
I know.
Yet.
When the lights got turned off, the jail had the generator came right on, but they had problem with some transfer switches or whatever, and they were back into the jail. It took a little effort to get that lined out, and that's got everybody on, because you know you're talking about pitch black in the back and 80 guys back there. And anyway, they got that lined out. But
right now, Commissioner Tuno and I are probably the only fuel source for the fire departments and sheriff's department and the whole county source. The county is a countywide benefactor for us. We're supplying the fuel for everybody.
Yeah, well, we were
not personal fuel, but fire and EMS.
We were out yesterday, and then I called Jim Whitener, and he sent the truck would come at 5 o'clock.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
We've had lots of disasters here in the past. The first one I was really, well, not the first one, but back in Rita, the first call I got, the tree fell and on a house in Point Blank and killed a little girl.
Remember that?
Well, unfortunately, a fella down there off of, I believe, Meekins Road.
Oak Ridge off of Meekins.
Frank Grinzer, I believe, lost his life, 73-year-old. Tree fell on the trailer. Anyway, let's think about him and his family in our prayers. So sorry to report that, but anyway. All right, anything else? All right, if not, we'll move on to item number 10. Consideration, discussion, possible vote to approve sub-recipient agreement for TEDM administered grant awards. So last week, TEDM sent me, we filed our application for relief regarding the flooding events. And the document is about a half inch thick. And probably in disaster times and years past, they send these, and I probably just signed the dadgum thing, but I said, we're meeting next week. I told them, they want us to sign this along with a bunch of other paperwork that we have to send in for a grant, some tax paperwork, you know. So
I'll make a motion to approve the signature.
Second.
All right. They have the same paperwork, but I guess they tweaked some of the language in here, and you have to do this every time, but in order to them to process us, and I have to get this approved and then send it up through TEDM through the portal, and then I'm glad the power came back on, because that's hard to send it through the portal if you don't have it, if your computer ain't running. So I have a motion by Commissioner Brandon, a second by Commissioner Natuno. I probably can get me a stamp today, because that's, if we're going to do anything, that's what's the way it's going to have to go. Any other questions? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous 3-0. Caroline. So normally I put myself primary, but I think this should be the same as what I've already designated on the computer. I'm going to put, since she's handling the most of the commissioner's projects, I'm going to put her name there, put my name here, Margie's name for finance. Kinks. Yeah, that suits you, Miss Caroline?
Yes, sir.
So I'll get with you after the meeting, and there's quite a bit of blanks to fill out, but we'll do that after. I usually do it right now, but. Your training. Yeah, I'll see if we can send Caroline to the refresher training course. Alright. Oh, okay. Well, yeah, we did have a. We certainly did. Alright, item number 11, consideration, discussion, possible. Wait a minute. I made a promise. 13, consideration, discussion, possible vote to approve repair to fire alarm at the shelter using Summit Fire and Security LLC installation in the amount of $3,083. Did he walk out?
No, he's still sitting.
There he is. He moved front and center. So there's the fire. Did that happen during? I'm guessing when lightning struck the parking lot and fried a lot of the electrical, that's probably when that happened.
That's what I was told.
So. That probably, I don't know, it's $3,000 bill and the deductible on the insurance probably $4,000. But we had other damages, so if we can put it all into one claim, though, we might get past our deductible because we.
You had that panel on there too.
We had a panel and then we spent, wasn't it like $5,000 because. It smoked the water the hot water heater system too. That's just the way I'm thinking. If it was all now, if that happened before, obviously we it won't work. But that's auditor talk. Anybody here from the auditor's office?
Well, I don't think we have much choice. I'm going to put that in there. Just
oh yeah, yeah. I was just talking out loud about how we might recoup some of it from the.
Is this the same quote that Daniel had?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I make that motion.
Second.
I have a motion by Commissioner. I was running out of things to say. Commissioner Brandon, a second by Commissioner Natuno. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous 3-0. Is that the only thing you got? Okay. Let me see if there's a. Yeah, let me. 7:10. Item number 18, consideration, discussion, possible vote to approve the quote for replacement of the entire AC unit number 3, $17,144, or replace only compressor on AC number 3 for $4,549 at the shelter. Is that the last time? I thought we had a public meeting. I thought, never mind. The compressor's out, huh?
That's the third compressor. They've already replaced it twice. I look back in the books and it's been replaced twice, and we got to replace it again. So we've already got almost $15,000 in there.
You know, I one time bought a Ford one time, and I end up having to keep replacing this and this and. After about the third time you replace that carburetor, it's time to look at getting rid of it.
TDC and schools do it. Once you reach 75% of the cost of that equipment.
So how many ton a unit is that?
I don't remember.
Well, is it
a package unit? It's a self-contained package unit, I believe. Is it not?
Is it what?
Is it a package unit? Two compressors in it?
No. The compressors are separate from all that. They don't have anything to do with the blowers and stuff.
But it's got two compressors in it.
Yes. And one's out. And
two
we've
compressors.
Already replaced it. This will be the third one.
The alternate back and forth, correct?
Now, that's new. That ain't new technology. We in that old apartment building, that's what we put in there. And we put a unit that covered two and one compressor
you
for one.
You have the money? You have the 17?
Yeah.
Those were Goodman units back when they were American-made right there in Houston.
Is this the only bid you got?
Yeah.
Can we authorize purchasing and see if we can't? Where'd you get the bid from?
Dragon. Everybody else we've been getting bids from has been hiring that.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to see the bids.
Okay.
You know, personally.
Yeah.
I replaced the units in my house in town a couple of years ago, and I had all the local guys bid, and they were about 12, and I got a bid for about 8. That was 2 units, but it's not this. I mean, I'm just telling you.
Yeah. Well, I know we've spent almost $15,000 on that particular unit. And once you reach 50 to 75%,
I don't think we spent over $50,000 this year on air conditioners, so we'll be okay to not go out for bid. But it's always a great idea to shop around.
To get
2 or 3 prices though.
Judge, if I may, that is a very complex unit out there. There's dual compressors, and they use more of it as a hot gas.
I'm familiar with how dual compressors work, but. I don't care how they work, long as they work, but that don't mean we're not going to try to get some prices for 2 or 3 places.
What I'm asking you is to take a look at the quote. I would like to look at it myself. I have looked at that unit, and I think it is piped in incorrectly on the compressors. I could be wrong.
Could be. Why it's blowing compressors?
Well, it's been there about...
I think the compressors were liquid, or one of them.
Been there 8 years. Looks
one
like they've figured that out by now. That unit's been. That's when we built it. Listen, I'm not going to argue with you, Mayor.
It's just like the elevator up there, Mark. They really need surge protectors on.
Surge protectors, by all means, if that's what's that could stop them from getting fried.
It won't. Be because the electric company, because just like over here at the shelter, I mean at the jail, those generators, those transfer switches are out right now, and I'm telling you it was from the power surge we had.
Oh yeah.
They're not going to admit that, but I'm telling you when that wind's blowing like that and them lines are touching, they're sending surges through there, and it burnt both of them transfer switches up.
You'll see more of them as power comes back on. You'll see more of them as power comes back up.
Yeah. Yeah, I've already talked to the auditors about that because that should be, we shouldn't be able to do that on our insurance.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you have a spec sheet or something? Because we ought to at least get 3 quotes.
Come out on that or this?
This.
This. I just text Pam to see if they got any more quotes in. Because
that ain't what I asked you. You got something that says what we're going to be looking for?
Get. Yeah, it should be on that quote. It's a new unit.
I just asked you how many tonnage and all that, and you
I can get that for you.
I mean, if we're going to try to get a price, you got to tell them what you want.
Yeah, he matched this one up. Be the same tonnage, whatever this is.
Imagine probably the same thing was originally OEM equipment.
Yeah. We called other people, but none of the quotes have come in.
Nobody did.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. It's always smart to have two.
Yeah, and we did call, but nowadays, man, it's hard to get anybody to freaking bid on.
This is what I'm talking about. See, we're talking apples and oranges. I'm just talking about 2-3 tons. This is a commercial line, 12.5-ton package unit, gas heat, 14 IEER, 10.8 EER. That seems a little low these days, but I don't know.
The tonnage?
No, the IEER.
Sear.
It probably should say Sear.
Start getting into that commercial stuff. They don't run Sear as much like they do home units.
Yeah, it's a lot bigger unit than I was contemplating.
I was thinking it was 15 tons, but.
Well, that's what he might be, but this is what the bid is for a 12.5 ton.
Yeah, I'm sure they matched it up because I told him I need the same thing we got over. We don't want nothing no smaller. But we can still wait and see if we can get some more bids in. It's hard to get anybody to bid on stuff. And something else, y'all, just so y'all know.
What's happening with it right now? It seems like it's doing the job.
One compressor running.
Oh.
One alternate.
Hotter it gets, the less it's going to do that.
Yeah.
And if that one goes out, then we're totally down in this part. The back of the jail peeled off, that's going to have to be done on insurance too.
Yeah, but that's different. That'd be a different claim from the first one.
Probably. No, it'd be the same claim with those. In my book, it's the same claim as those transfer switches.
Because of burl, not because of flood, yeah.
Huh?
Not because of burl, not because of flood.
The roofing deal was from the burl, this recent wind event,
Monday.
Burl.
Monday.
Yeah, but some of that other stuff was from the flood stuff.
No, I think those two transfer switches went out that day.
Well, maybe they did. Yeah, maybe they did.
So
yeah.
What does it cost them to have transfer switches put in?
I don't know. I got people trying to give me some.
You're right. You're right. That is the same event.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking insurance is going to be able to take care of that, but I don't know if we can get them back here.
We still have some obligation to try to get the best deal we can. I mean, can we get a motion to set a max and tell him to get a couple quotes?
Yeah, I just like him to see three quotes and use the cheaper of the three. Let them be an apple to apple, you know.
Yeah. Well, turn that into a motion, please, if you're ready.
My motion would be for you to get three bids and use the cheaper of the three bids.
Okay.
I have a motion by Commissioner Natuno, second by Commissioner Brandon, to get three quotes.
And use the cheaper bid.
Yeah, cheaper. I was struggling for another word besides cheap.
Economy of scale.
Cost effective.
Yeah, the most cost effective one. There you go. All
not
right.
Politically correct.
As long as they're apples to apples, I mean.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. Any other comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous 3-0.
Hey, I'll get you a number to a guy in Huntsville.
Okay. Just take your finger or something, I'll call him.
I got this guy saved me a lot of money, but he may not deal with this kind of stuff.
Takes me a number?
Yeah.
Right.
He ain't related to me or nothing either. I don't even know where he lives. D.P. Yes, sir. Oh, sure. Item number 11. Consideration, discussion, and possible vote to approve rehire of Lisa Miller into permitting part-time temp position to assist SD determinations reimbursable by FEMA 1206. I don't know what that means.
That's under DAR, that recovery reformat.
All right. Are you asking us if we're want because of, she just worked for us, and I wouldn't think it'd take 30 seconds to get a motion on
that.
I'll make that motion, but I want to have a little bit more discussion on that.
I got a motion by Commissioner Natuno. I believe I have a second by Commissioner Brandon. Any discussion?
Yeah, and it's not about Lisa. It's about the 1206 program. I don't know. When you look at our subdivision rules and everything, remember before we had the discussion, we did the CAB about having in the April deal, we had to go in there and do these forms, 50% rule. That's what this is about, going in there and doing those substantial damage estimates and everything. And we can actually go out and have FEMA write up, and I'm assuming that's what you got in mind, Lisa's claim of time as a I project. We can also go out and contract with a company.
Is he the guy that spoke up in the conference call about that? It's, G, maybe?
Yeah, well, G or I, 1206, yeah. It gives you a 6-month window to do that. You know, so there's companies out there. I was actually talking with one yesterday, and that's what this is, a late one over there for you.
Oh, that's the company?
That's what they do. And these guys here, yeah, that's true. And these guys here, they are CPAs, which is what you need. They work for Tatum, they work for FEMA, they do Harris County, Galveston County, doing this kind of work.
So what is it they do?
They do this 1206 program. And they can do all of it. I mean, they're auditors. They used to do Tatum's audits for FEMA.
Oh, you tell when you start talking about them being auditors.
Well, that's why you have a PW written for it. That's what you do, and no matter who you get to do it, it's going to be the same thing. Even in leases, you're going to be doing the same thing. But it comes down to who's going to be able to go in there and go room by room and do the cost estimate to satisfy what the job requires. When you got multiple, I don't know how many structures you're talking about.
Well, we could hire one of our locals to do that if they could get trained to do it.
They can do it.
I, no offense to the guys from that follow these storms around. I'd soon put somebody, one of our locals, to work. But that's just me.
Not saying
they'd have to be learned, educated about it. But she worked in the auditor's office for 7 or 8 years. She's.
So, Trisha, I would suggest that you weigh the odds. Call them, ask them what it costs, and, I mean, just do your due diligence and see.
Have a backup, because that was the original plan before, was to get somebody in here like this to go out and do this type of work instead of waiting until after the fact. So it's just like doing a hazmat contract like Garner pre-disaster stage.
Well, I must have missed the meeting when we formulated that plan, but...
That's what was suggested when we did the deal back in 2021. Anyway, I don't know how many structures you're looking at. How many are you looking at?
Currently, according to Brian Bartley, FEMA is looking at 2 major subdivisions. That's what they are now calling hotspots.
FEMA ain't got a team they can come in here and work this. We're doing everything we can do to do.
This is how they do their thing.
The stuff FEMA's forcing down our throats is all I'm getting. I'm feeling the need to regurgitate already, and we ain't got started.
Oh, and it's even worse as of yesterday.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure it is.
No, no, not because of the storm, but because of the new FEMA policy.
Well,
I'm all for Lisa doing that, but I think we also would, I think we need to look at going out for probably bids for this type of work in the future, and it's a good time to do it.
Well, how do they handle this in Liberty County? I think they don't even participate in the program.
Yeah, they've been in a CAB audit since 2020.
Yep.
Who gave me that information?
FEMA, because he's doing that.
They've been a severe audit since 2020.
Yeah, well, maybe that's why they were thinking about getting out of the program. I don't know.
Probably why. Yeah, I mean, we started ours in 2018. It just, we didn't get through with it until 2021.
So you're going to check into it and see what it costs?
Thank you. Aye.
Really?
For Lisa?
Yeah, we're approving Lisa. Yeah. Motion is to approve Lisa, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but should I just leave? We're not through talking about it yet. So I got a motion by who? Who made the motion?
I made the motion.
I have a motion by I got a motion by Commissioner Natino, second by Commissioner Brennan. Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Ayes have it. Unanimous 3-0. Number 12, consideration, discussion, possible vote to approve and modify San Jacinto County regulations for subdivisions and development, section 5.12.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Back in November of 2019, the court approved a pretty major modification to our rules. 99% of that change occurred in Appendix 3, which is the floodplain management and flood control ordinance or plan. During that plan modification, I missed something. Section 5.1.2, if anybody's interested, I have a few extra copies. This section reads as such: for each lot containing the 100-year floodplain, a minimum of 1 foot above the floodplain for the finished floor elevation. That is not in accordance with the plan we adopted. It has to be 2 feet. So I've suggested a change to incorporate that 2 feet, and also a slight change in the wording to match the wording that we have in Appendix 3. The reason I missed this is that Section 5 is a checklist for final plats. It never came up until about a month ago. I was with a client, and he was insisting that he only had to do it 1 foot because that's what it says right here. So we need to fix that. And I suggest that the court approve.
Well, if our standard was 1 foot instead of 2, I guess it would be...
Yeah, it would be fine.
It would be fine. And then all these things FEMA wanted to check, I guess we could tell them they complied with our rules. So why are you making us do all this extra homework that y'all ought to be doing, in my opinion, in the first place?
This thing here was done for a little history. This has been in there for years, actually.
Yes, it has. It has.
But if you read the intent of it, because FEMA came out a few years ago and said you have to have that 2 foot BFE.
Correct.
And that's what we adopted. And it's in Article 5. Actually, that responsibility falls on the floodplain administrator when they come and get a development permit. it states 2 feet BFE by the bottom floor. What this is referring to here is on a subdivision plat, a 1 foot plus 1 foot. So that gives you 2 feet. And it's to bring, if you go through the subdivision in Harris County, you see the houses sitting on the hill and the roads down here. That's the reason why this is written the way it is, because that gives you that 2 foot, but you're contoured in the elevation. So I have no problem with doing it, but you know, that was the logic for it. So you are at 2 foot.
I don't read it like that. I mean, that may be the intent.
That was the intent when it was done, and that's, if you look at a lot of other subdivisions, that's how they did it. Because the road becomes a channel when it floods. The house stays safe. FEMA takes care of the houses. The insurance takes care of houses. They won't do the road.
So if I'm reading it right, it says a minimum of 1 foot above the floodplain for the finished floor elevation. So there's 1 foot. And the development less than 1 foot above the finished floor, it shall be prohibited. So there, that's 2 feet.
That's 2 feet.
That's a really bass, awkward way of wording it. They should have just said 2 foot if that's what they meant.
And that will, what he's saying will clean it up. But it's already in there in section 5 anyway.
And there can't, and there won't be any miscommunication with potential clients. And I would have never looked in the checklist to find that. I mean, I should have caught it, but I didn't.
Well, it says the same thing. It's just really awkward way of saying it. You got to sit there and like beat it 3 times for it.
Mm-hmm. But anyway,
I think it's a good idea to clean it up.
Yes, I'll make the motion to clean it up.
I have a motion by Commissioner Brandon.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Natuno. Any questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous, 3-0. Item number 14, consideration, discussion, possible vote to approve the variance for 5.25 acres out of 27.38 acres with a 63.56 inch driveway easement for 2.652 acres from track 2 Earl Marie Dean to track 3 for the remaining 20.70 acres.
This is a variance coming off of FM 945 family. And what they're doing is they're separating a piece of property. The issue came with the remaining acreage would be landlocked. They did it to the way they had originally presented it. So this right here has got a 2 acre track, 63 feet opening all the way down to the lot behind it. So they won't, it would be a right of way.
It's a flag lot is what it is.
It's a driveway. That's what it's going to be.
Well, in our rules, they refer to them as flag lots. Thanks.
So you were telling me that it's a family, you're selling it to a family member?
Father to son.
So they're probably exempt anyway.
Yeah, Dorrance come off state property.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Have a motion by Commissioner Natuno. Second by Commissioner Brandon. Are you talking about this?
Yes,
small
that's going to be the drive, 60-foot driveway going to this piece back.
Did you look at it, Mayor?
I don't think I have. If I did, David, I don't remember.
No, I don't think so. This is
almost 2,000 foot long. That's why I wondered, how did it get to be 2.6 acres in the easement there? So how wide is the easement?
63.5.
How'd they come up with such an obscure number?
He just calculated how that was. They just wanted a hay trailer or whatever.
Well, if he can't get a hay trailer through a 60-foot wide pathway, he needs to quit driving a hay trailer. Any other comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous, 3-0. Is this FM 945 north or south?
South. Right down the street from the shop.
Huh. Okay. All right, we got one coming from both directions.
She got one too, same thing.
Y'all already signed this one? We can just
sign one.
Okay, well, let me have that one.
You can use whichever one, Judge. I can do the other.
So mine just got the address on the network.
We can just use that one.
No, it's already got your stamp and stuff on it. So what's the address?
6791 FM 945 South.
Item number 15, consideration, discussion, possible vote to approve bond renewals for Sansina County JP number 4, Kristen Reeves, Sansina County JP number 3.
I'll make that motion, sir.
I have a motion by Commissioner Natuno, a second by Commissioner Brandon. Any questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous, 3-0. Probably nothing to sign. Item number 16, consideration, discussion, possible vote to approve the approve the proposal estimate for updated camera system. Jesus Christ. Did we budget for a camera system, and how are we going to pay for it?
We're going to go out for bid on it anyway. $200,000.
I agree. I mean, you can't just approve a quote for $204,000.
Now, if they want to go out
there, then it's a system and it's got so many intricate parts, it's not like that. That's on the buy board. Mm-hmm. The individual components may each be on there, but
yeah, the total system may not be. And we talked to a company back in February and got pricing because of the shelter and the innovation center got pricing.
So this is just a question, does SB 22 qualify this? I don't think it's equipment,
but I don't think it's going to come.
Well, it's part of the jail. I think anything having to do with jail qualifies under SB 22.
Yeah, we need to ask that.
I think it falls under safety equipment. It doesn't mean we can buy this.
No.
We have to go out for bids on anything over $50,000.
I wanted that.
And you're going to do that by the time we go out for bid on this thing, get it back and read it and everything, we're going to be at the end of August.
We ain't got time to spend it on this.
I think we need to go back out after the radios. And
I'm all for going out for it, but I'd be really surprised if we could get a bid and get it all handled before the deadline to spend. But I don't know. So can I get a motion to go out for bids?
I'll make that motion.
I have a motion by Commissioner Brandon.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Natuno to go out for bids on camera system for jail.
And I guess
what we have here is a quote. Somebody went and got a quote for a camera system for the jailhouse is $204,702. Well, the law don't allow us to just go get a quote and spend over $50,000. We have to go out for bids. We agree that maybe we need a new system over there, but I'm not going to be pressing license plates because I tried to circumvent the state bidding requirements. And I don't think none of my partners here either are going to do that either. So, did I ask for a vote? I don't think I did. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous. 3-0. To go out for bids. So.
Is the auditors here today?
No, I don't. I hadn't been in their office.
Yes, sir.
They may have stayed on because of the power outage.
Well, that's what the tax office did. But we got power here.
I don't know. We still got a little time.
I don't think we want her. She said she had COVID.
Oh, no. Who's that? Mark?
All right.
Huh?
Yeah. I didn't name any names.
No,
I'm trying to, may get a response.
They didn't send me out to like 4:30.
That was Brandy. She said she came this morning in the court, no lights, so she went back home. She's not at her house, but she's going to run up here and try to get the bills gathered up. So just to kind of wait.
Well, the word gets around if the power blinks off real quick and everybody heads to the mall or something. I don't know. Here we are. All right, number 17, consideration, discussion, possible vote to approve the signing, the contract, and review new payroll deduction form for employees to sign at open enrollment each year.
This is just for getting permission for them to get a payroll deduction. It doesn't cost us anything. It's what we did last year.
I don't want a payroll deduction. I want a payroll increase. What are we talking about?
So is it still two companies or just the one?
I have not officially heard back from NASA. I don't know if they're going to be in attendance this year, but those are two separate companies.
Oh, it's Air Medical.
So how many do we have enrolled in that? Any idea?
Guess the
length? Yeah, either one, both of them. They're the same thing.
I would say 15 or 20 Mesa and
so 30, 20, 40.
Yeah. I'll make that motion.
Can we be specific, though? Because the request doesn't even talk about medical.
The motion, I'll approve the motion to payroll deduct from each employee that participates and signed up at open enrollment to join the PHI or MESA.
That's the deal where you pay so much, and if you have a need for a helicopter ride,
yeah,
you're
exactly
covered.
So
okay.
Did you hear that? He put Mace in there too already, just in case they come. Because they're already on there, but I'll second that motion.
I have a motion by Commissioner Brandon to approve the signing the contract and review payroll deduction form for employees to sign if they want to enroll with PHI or MESA to provide air medical transport. Second by Commissioner Natuno. Any other questions or comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous, 3-0. Wait a minute now. Okay, so it says 1 year memberships, $50 rate, and then over here at total it says blank. After open enrollment, just sign here on the dotted line, right? That's all you need me to do.
Yeah, we're just signing to allow them to sign.
There you go. This is just an example of the form that the individual signs, okay. Number 19, consideration, discussion, possible vote to approve San Jacinto County Master Gardeners Organization as an affiliate of Texas AgriLife Extension, asking to use the county property located on Live Oak and West Pine to create a teaching demonstration garden.
Morning.
Hi.
I have a other handout for you. Thank you, Commissioner.
Yes, ma'am. You know this lady taught me in high school?
I did. It's strange.
She doesn't look old enough to have taught a 55-year-old student, huh?
I did. Matter of fact, I'm teaching grandchildren now. The people I taught. It's scary. I'm here this morning to represent the San Jacinto County Master Gardeners. I'm currently serving as their elected president. This is my second and a half go around. I was the original president of the group, which was an interesting year in 2010, which meant to develop bylaws and all the things people don't want to do. So we started out with 25 members. I think we ended up that year with 15. Master Gardeners is an affiliate of the Texas A&M AgriLife program. We are a garden club, but not like the social garden clubs. We are an educational branch of A&M. We have to attend 50 hours of classroom activity, and then we have to do 50 hours of volunteer service in our county. And each year, we have to meet a certain criteria to remain Master Gardeners. The Master Gardeners are an international group, started actually in Washington State and ended up with the largest group obviously being in Texas. And we have been waiting, we've worked 10 years with our plant sales, our development, and all, to ask the county to create possible, to consider, and that's why I'm here today, just consideration to be thinking about this. I have given you a piece of paper that indicates some properties that Commissioner McAnally and I have been looking at. I would ask you to consider these three properties, and we would like to come back again to discuss those specifically with plans for those areas if you will allow us to do that. And the reason why I'm doing that is I have a committee. I don't get to do anything on my own, obviously, and I have a committee of about 9 people who are in the development of the demonstration garden program. And they each have bring their own knowledge and their expertise in doing that. When we finally got AgriLife in the Innovation Center, we were excited to let you know that in most places, property is allowed by the county to be developed by the Master Gardeners. And if you've ever been to the Master Gardener program in Walker County and or Montgomery County, you'll see that at their offices, they're allowed to have a garden area. And the reason being is because our mission is to teach gardening things, not just a row garden, whatever. We have all kinds of stuff, rain barrel harvesting. We have experts in just growing tomatoes, just growing roses. It's kind of sometimes like a bunch of peacocks with their feathers in a room because you've got all these experts. But we have a lot of practitioners that have done it from the ground up, just growing stuff. They've gone to school, got a little bit of information. We're asking you to look at these properties. There are three properties. They're actually right here. Commissioner McNally
walks.
It's
the part in the...
In the yellow.
But just looking at it, that's all the frontage we got to this 5 acres back here. And you look
no, that's
like,
the other end. We're going to the back end.
I'm just telling you, if you're talking about doing it where these yellow areas are, that's not really feasible. Back here in the back corner, back over here, would be...
Well, that's okay, too. We can do that. Here's the deal. The Esplanade, one of them's the Esplanade, Fritz. See the Esplanade?
Right. So did y'all look at the property between...
Well, that's why you want to push down
park.
The pecan trees.
No, never been told about
garden.
That.
Does it need to be open, or does it have to need some trees?
Like
well, it doesn't need to be trees. It's nice to have trees, but we don't have to have trees. We were never even suggested that property. We've obviously people have asked me about it, and I said I haven't asked you, but we certainly can look at that as well. Yeah, towards the back. These two properties, can I go over those right quickly just
sure,
to talk about
sure.
them? Thank you. One is the Esplanade right here. It has 5 trees in it, one of which
well, listen.
Is...
The storm blew down one of the pine trees, and I'm almost thinking he's talking about let's take all the the pecans. I said, oh no, we don't want to take down them 100-year-old pecans, but can you work around them pecan trees?
Absolutely, that's what I say. I already looked at this property.
I mean, you talking about beautiful shade and pecan. Many a pecan pie have been made by people
Absolutely.
Out of picking them pecans up, and
that area could be a just. Remember, we do different kinds of gardens. You got flower gardens, you got prairie type gardens, you've got what's called a xeriscape where you put rocks and just dump water, you allow the natural waters. There's all kinds of things. So you have to look once the property becomes available, we can discuss what can go there. And that's what I'd like to bring back with you. If you'd allow me to look at these three properties, or Commissioner Tunos just said something about the Head Start and the park there. We don't have to have trees. It's nice to have trees. And two things happen.
When you first started talking about garden, I thought we was going to row crop. And I say
Absolutely.
Do that in the back over yonder.
Now, demonstration gardens are just that. They demonstrate.
Yeah.
I gave
you
a piece of a little intro to that, and it demonstrates to everybody how to do this. But one of them be just doing native plants, things that grow here well, things that grow naturally here. Another thing could be a vegetable or flower garden where you row crop it. And it wouldn't be, it's not a whole acre, it's small sections. If you can imagine, if you've ever been in Miami County, you walk in there and it's, here's this garden, here's that garden, here's it. There's small little gardens and a greenhouse. And that's been the big thing with Commissioner McNally and I have said, well, we don't want the greenhouse just sticking after something. That's why we asked for that back part of this 5 acres. If you go down West Pine, come here live up, go down West Pine, it'd be right there next to the home. It's there. I think that's Mr. Leggett's property. I'm not sure who's
it's called. Behind where Bill Burnett used to live.
Bill Burnett. It's
yeah,
this,
that's
this,
Bill Leggett.
This
now.
Side of it goes down beside him.
Well, if you go down Alpine,
West Pine.
You know that I'm talking about Alpine. That's
okay,
that takes you to the west end of the property.
Yes, sir.
I'm sure the mayor knows it. I believe that. If you followed the actual easement, the street goes right through that big pond.
It did. I looked at the CAD. I don't think I put the... Yes, I did. These actually show the easements on it, the CAD drawing. And I thought, that looks exactly like going right through the property easement. But anyway, that would all have to be worked out when we get on the ground, actually walking it, using the counter and all that. You're right. Besides the Esplanade, there is a nice piece of property right here on the back of this building. Could be developed. You have the parking lot in it, and then you have the property to the easement, to the road easement. That's not bad. You don't want to put a greenhouse there.
No.
You want to put a greenhouse for two reasons where it's not quite obvious. Obviously, people think it's not beautiful, but also it's got a lot of valuable stuff in it. So you don't want it sticking out in the middle or someone without some sort of protection to go and get things in from it once you're growing. Why do we need a greenhouse? Because we propagate all of our stuff for ourselves. Last year, all the members propagated enough, over 700 plants, and we made something like $4,000 or $5,000 selling things that we each had grown. We didn't go out and buy, quote unquote, any plants. So that's part of your learning. That's part of your experience being a master gardener. So we do need a greenhouse, and we're hurting for that. We need, because no one, we each of us have individual greenhouses, but that's not a group effort. You like everybody come there, learn how to repropagate something, but it, teach. We're trying to teach where they can take it and they go. Certainly could look at the Head Start property between the Head Start and the park. There's definitely no shade there. There's definitely nothing there. Might be a blank slate.
Behind the impound, but we may have to expand the impound. The impound is completely packed.
I do understand that. I don't believe there's a piece of property, maybe one or two for sale in town.
Did Mr. McAnally say anything to you about the branch? Project out here in the county, because this year one of the projects they were going to do, they wanted to take like 20 acres and turn it into a community garden type deal like this.
No, sir. Who is that?
It's called the San Jacinto Ranch, right? They're going to be putting two locations in.
No, sir.
Okay.
That was not said to us. But I can find out, or you can give me more information.
So that one little strip looks like it must be the Esplanade, right in the middle. And
it is, right around the throat.
I'm not supportive of anything that would remove them big 150-year-old concrete.
And
I don't think y'all are into that
absolutely
either.
Absolutely not. Matter of fact, when we looked at it, we said it would be perfect to lead us to
but
have kinda,
boy, it would spruce it up and
make flowers, make
oh,
it pretty,
yeah.
A little fence around it. That could be, that is 25, I believe it's 25 by 225 feet. That's a pretty good sized piece of land, believe it or not. We'd have to worry about the easements and the asphalt on the sides. I mean, there's a lot of things you have to consider. That's why I'd like to come back with some plans so it's more definitive. But I didn't want to start any of this until I had your approval or your consideration. That's all I'm looking for, because now I've got to get people going. They said we might could use this. How do you want to use this? What would it be used for? This kind of stuff. And I guess I could go out and
well, those two blocks that are in the West Edition there.
That's
probably when we sat here and voted to buy this. One of the things that I expect to see there at some point is when we added on to the jail both times. We nothing but jail cells. We didn't add any office space, and they need a place for their officers to have squad rooms and blah 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 law enforcement center. That's
sure.
What I foresee going right there. But there's lots of room to work something in. I wish and those esplanades. That'd be a place to start as far as I'm concerned. But what you want is to permission to kind of move forward and do some more. You don't want to do a bunch of planning and then
absolutely
and then
not.
Say, and what are you talking about? Get out of here.
Well, I wanted you to understand the concept too.
Yeah.
Of why we're going to do, why we're asking for you to consider us doing this. I mean, it's at this point, having done this now for 14 years, we need a place where we can call our home. We use the community center garden. The city has just now been deeded the community center. We're going to be right now.
Right over here?
Yes, sir. The city
that's
of
pretty.
Springs is, that's
it's a
now,
small space, but it's
well, it
it's
needs
nice.
A lot of tender, loving care. Not the gardens, but the building itself.
I was in Niagara Falls over the weekend, and here comes a guy. We're sitting there. They're having a festival, and here comes a little lady in a buggy, and she's got a thing to water, and she's going around to all the plants, and they got plants everywhere, kind of like what I thought. Boy, wouldn't it be great if we could have some, you know, to help beautify, because we just don't have anything in place.
Absolutely.
It's a start, huh?
Yes, sir. And that garden there has really enhanced the building. It's helping to rent it for weddings and different kind of things. It's an inexpensive, we won't use cheap, it's an inexpensive place where everyone can come and use it. That's what it's going to be. The goal of the city, my understanding, having sat in on some of those meetings, is that it's going to remain that and just keep it pretty.
So I'd sure entertain a motion to let you move forward, not committing in stone to any particular spot, but
okay. We will support your endeavors.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Well, we will do that, and we probably will come back in August.
The way it's written on here.
That's okay. Plan on that, and we will have.
I think the Esplanade would be. That ought to go right on up the flagpole, and then we'll figure out once we look at your plans and figure out what else, where else we can do things.
Well, I'll make a motion to approve him going out to facilitate the planning process and bring back further discussion. Is that what you mean?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Have a motion by Commissioner Brandon, a second by Commissioner Natuno. This in the West Edition, that spot there, I think that's where we're, for the time being, we put a little fenced area to put estuary animals. My pea brain foresees that being moved somewhere to the back if we ever get off the ground on building the sheriff a suitable office complex type of
thing.
That's
why I asked for the other end of it.
Yeah,
yeah. You can go 40 by 300. It's a huge piece of property that we could never physically develop, but we could certainly put a greenhouse back there on, see where, as you're talking about, where pine and live oak comes into pine.
And I don't know what that middle street is there.
Alpine, oh, the other one? I don't either. Alpine's one of them.
I think it's all Alpine's on the end, and then Live Oak's on the other end. That middle one, it comes out by where the dentist office is, but here, it's all growed up. There's no, it's not even cleared.
So not at all.
Bill Leggett get to his property by that proposed road?
He owns both lots.
Yes, he does. This came from the appraisal district. I believe this
is that his access, though?
No, he comes in off of Pine.
Mm-hmm.
So then I guess she probably knows somebody at the city that could abandon that right-of-way, and you could have that entire right-of-way as your...
Wait a minute now.
Talking about the right-of-way that comes off.
Yeah.
If that were to happen, legally speaking, the owners to the either side would split it, but that don't mean they couldn't do what you're wanting to do.
Right. We would like to try to stay on the property that's already, that belongs to you, because that's part of our mission.
Yeah.
I mean, we work with you. The county work, the extension agency works with you. We are an affiliate of yours. But, yeah, it's always considerations.
All right, I have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous 3-0.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
You taking copious notes? Good deal. Item number 20, consideration, discussion, and possible vote to approve or deny the first petition for the creation of San Jacinto County ESD District Number 2. We had a public hearing here the last time we met, I believe, and had lots of input on it. There's been a lot of discussion going on and so forth. And number 21, I've also received a new petition that kind of modified this area. But I guess we need to act on item number 20 before we can get into 21.
Anybody want to speak on 20?
Good morning, Judge.
Morning.
My name is Larry Moss. I'm a resident of Waterwood. Been a resident for about 10 years. I'm also a registered voter in San Jacinto County. I'm here on behalf of the property owners of Waterwood that are in the Waterwood Mud Utility District. And what we're asking for on item 20 is for you guys to take an up or down vote based on the petition that we submitted back in April, I think April 4th of this year.
Is that, you want us to deny it, is what I understand, right?
No, of course.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, if you vote yes on the first one, then we're good. But if you deny it, then we'd like to go.
Well, we talked back and forth, and there was lots of discussion, as you know, about the feasibility, and we had some landowners that owned probably two-thirds of the land area, maybe not the same value, but anyway, there was opposition. And if this one doesn't go, I think the second proposal would please every landowner out there, I'm thinking, and that's the hopeless task that we're faced with, try to make everybody happy.
But that is the current plan, correct? Everybody
correct.
You'll want this to deny this.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll make the motion to deny the petition.
Second.
I have a motion by Commissioner Natuno, a second by Commissioner Brandon to deny the petition. Any comments? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it, unanimous 3-0. 21, consideration, discussion, and possible vote. Consider the petition filed July 2nd, 2024. Y'all brought in the thing about 10 minutes till, and my secretary, we jumped through some hoops to get it all put on the agenda because I was going out of town the next day for the 4th. So anyway, we got her in there. Let me finish. I should finish reading. For the creation of San Jacinto County ESD District Number 2 and set a date, time, and place for public hearing to consider the petition for August 14th. Now, that's what was put in there, 2024, 10 a.m. at this location, 255 Live Oak. It's come to my attention that the 14th may or may not have been the right day.
That's correct. It's a mistake, and it should have been August the 7th.
It's all good. Tell me what date you want, and that's what.
I corrected after it was already to you, so August the 7th we're good with, if that's okay with all of you.
I were in that position, I'd probably already have sent my stuff to the newspaper. Does it say August 7th on the notice that's sent to the newspaper?
It is.
That's good. That's good. That's good.
It does. I will tell you that I haven't seen the paper pronounced, so I don't know if it's in there, but
hey,
it's already done.
That's all you can do.
And I paid for it myself, so everything's good.
It probably was over $150.
I think it was $10,000.
$10,000. Just make a check out to Lisa.
Exactly.
You want to put Calcote or Heyman on that?
I'll put Slash Fritz Faulkner.
I'll make him.
Well, y'all both can go in the silver cup.
Yeah. I have a motion by Commissioner Brandon.
I'll second that motion for August the 7th. That's all thing needs to be changed.
Okay. Well, that's all right. We can.
And that is a commissioner's court date.
It is.
Yeah, that was the idea. I don't know. Anyway, any other discussion? We're going to put August 7th here. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous 3-0. Yes, sir. And the ad's already, for the record, it's already on the way. It's got to be published two times out of the three-week period or something, right? So,
correct.
Yeah, good. Well, it couldn't have happened that quick if you'd not have been diligent and got her done.
I'm a professional boot jumper.
Appreciate that.
We need to provide it to the county clerk for the sheriff's posting.
It's already in the paper. I mean, technically, the law, the statute says that the clerk shall do it and the sheriff shall deliver it to the paper, but those duties can be delegated. In probate cases, the statutes say the same thing, but you want your notice done. A lot of times the lawyers do them, and then the clerk just gets the constable to sign off, which is, we're all kind of working together, you might say.
You listen to that shared play? You get to do some things like that.
All right. Well, I guess we'll see y'all on August the 7th. So what's the damage look like up there in Waterwood for his trees? Everywhere?
We just don't have any left.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah. I don't know why, I mean, we've got it's overwhelmed.
I've pushed a few with my farm tractor off and cut some off the state highways myself. I thought, well, how's Chico going to get to my house to fix my lights if I don't get my tail out there? And so everybody's pitching in. And
I think Mark and Jamie cut trees for two or three days out there. So just to let Jamie know,
we were cutting those trees and we got it open. You pulled up and helped me. And I appreciate that. I went cut that next one off that you
told
me to do.
Off in the woods and let it rock.
I headed home and met a guy. And I said,
I don't know.
Go out that way.
You can do that.
He comes back and said, I can't.
For a little old I thought it was going to be a long, much needed soaking rain, and to do this much damage, this gets close to, I don't know if it's bad as Rita, but it gets close. I mean, it's a lot of damage.
It's not as bad as Rita.
The worst place in our precinct that I've seen so far is Lakeshore Drive off of 156 in Holiday Shores.
Yeah.
It's horrible. Yeah. It's going to take me a week to get it hauled off on the road, just on the road.
Yeah.
Drive by there on your way home and check that one out.
Where are you hauling it to?
Haul back to the compactor, I guess.
But you got room out there at yours, I don't.
We're not. It's leaving there. The room is.
So just for the record, the governor, not the governor, acting governor, Dan Patrick, signed a declaration, I believe, before it got here on the second or third, second, I believe, and then we filed a local declaration. I actually filed it yesterday. So anyway, all that's in place. Whether or not we get any FEMA relief or federal help, that depends on the man who dazzled them all at the debate the last time I turned it on. All right, thank y'all.
Thank you.
All right, item number 22, consideration, discussion, possible vote to approve San Jacinto County Historical Commission blood drive, July 27th. Sometimes they come and have these things and they just ask me, would it be all right to set up blood drive thing over there on county's property? And sometimes if I didn't have time, I just said, yeah, go ahead. But I said, we're meeting. I can't imagine anybody opposing that, but I said, if they do, you can put it over in front of my law office. I have a motion by Commissioner Brandon, second by Commissioner Natuno. Any other questions? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous, 3-0.
Very much.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, do you promise if I give blood that they will stop calling me?
No, I can't promise. Sorry.
Well, that makes them call you more.
Yeah, no, that's right.
We don't have a no call list.
Block it.
I used to give every time they come through, but I take so much medicine they don't really want. They take plasma from me now. But all that other stuff, I guess they don't want it. Okay. All right. All we got left is bills, and then, Madam Treasurer, is there some personnel issue that needs our attention in executive session? What time is it?
Hey, Lakeshore Drive, if you want to check it out.
Okay.
Right before you get out of Stevens Street.
Okay, thank you.
It just goes, you got to turn around and come back out.
Let the record reflect it's 10:25 a.m. It's come to my attention. Treasurer has some personnel issues that she would like to discuss in executive session under section 551074. Personnel matters to deliberate appointment, employment evaluation, reassignment, duties, discipline, or dismissal of a public officer or employee, or to hear complaint or charge against an officer or employee. We're going to adjourn regular session and discuss that item with the treasurer.